This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
The Senate Majority Leader, as you heard Mitch McConnell, said this week that the chances that Republicans will keep the Senate are very dicey.
Well, it's going to be a battle. There's no doubt about it. We are so exposed. We have about three times as many Republican incumbents up as Democrats, and so it's going to be a battle. But we got some great candidates. I see like Rob Portman is leading. We got other great candidates like Pat Toomey and others that are out there working every day, and they're skilled leaders. And I think in the end, we'll be successful.
Well, do you think your Senate colleagues in very competitive races should be embracing Trump or moving away from him?
I think the Republican Party needs to listen to what Donald Trump's been saying. He's talking to the American people what they care about. These trade deals have not worked. I've supported them, Martha, in the past. I've looked at the results of them. They have not produced anything like promised. We're bringing in more workers than we have jobs for. Wages have declined by $4,000 per median income has declined $4,000 since 2000.
And so
I guess what I'm saying to you is our party and our leadership needs to be more sensitive to the concerns of the people who are saying we're on the right track. And if we can get more to the Trump message and work together better, it'll benefit both Trump and Republican candidates.
Hey, that sums it up. I got to tell you right there, Jeff Sessions has some great insight there. Interview with Martha Raddatz this week with George Stephanopoulos. You know, Scott, this has been the problem with the Republicans. They're blowing themselves up. They don't know how to get their brains and their arms around a guy like Donald Trump. But yet, look what Hillary did. She saw that Bernie Sanders was gaining momentum. I mean, an incredible amount of momentum. I mean, the things. And so what she did was she adjusted. And she became Bernie Light, Hillary 2.0 to make the adjustments to embrace, to try to capture, you know, some of that momentum. She didn't have to capture a whole lot because you had some people that were just going to vote Democrat no matter what. When you break down his constituency, some, you know, are emotional enough that they're just going to not vote at all, or they're going to find a libertarian to choose because they're just contrarian anyway. And that goes along with the Bernie Sanders movement. And all that's fine. When I say contrarian, I'm not trying to belittle them in any way. Again, every opinion, every vote counts. We need to have everybody involved in the conversation here if we're going to arrive at a solution that I think really makes sense. And this is the problem with the Republican Party, because they don't like Donald Trump. You know, their feelings are hurt, but they cannot seem to want to consider the impact that he has made, how many new voters he brought, and how many votes he got across this country. Like it or not, this is the candidate, and you better find a way to like it. And because you're not liking it, now you're putting yourself at risk when you thought, because you got a little bit of bite back from the media saying, well, Donald was a clown or whatever, and he embarrasses people, and he's not, you know, politically correct. Well, hello, America doesn't want to be politically correct anymore, so you're missing the point. So there is this groundswell, as I've been talking with people in my travels across the country, and I'm going, what is going on here? You know, the media has totally overlooked it, just like they did in the primaries with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump saw it, and he got in front of this groundswell in momentum. Now, will everybody at the end of the day say this man was an absolute genius, or will they hold, you know, to their, hold to their ideologies, and they'll go down and miss out on what Donald Trump exposed in the populace and in the voter politic? He exposed a lot, and there's some great nuggets here. And I think what Jeff Sessions is indicating is great gold in them dar hills if they want to mine them. But if you're so ideologically fixed that you're not seeing it, then everybody loses, because I think what they have an opportunity to do is mine these nuggets and along the way come up with a narrative that complements what Donald Trump is doing, solidify a new Republican ideal and vision that this country needs to have right now, because it's not. There is no way it's going to come out of the Democratic Party. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Stay with us, America. We've got more coming up.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, like our last guest said, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to us. I mean, we are where we are right now by our own choice. This is what you get when you have a government of, for, and by we the people. We have a responsibility. And if you don't like what you're seeing and what you're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen, you got to speak up. Even though this system, there's no doubt this system has been rigged. When you have so many people being rewarded for, you know, for voting for a certain class of people, it does rig the system. And this is what Donald Trump, what Bernie Sanders exposed on this election cycle more than ever. I'm not sure they were able to articulate it fully or that the media has been helpful at all, because they're all complicit in this. They would much rather keep us on the plantation, all of us. I'm not just talking about black America, ladies and gentlemen. We're all enslaved, like, you know, Dr. Alan Axelrod explained earlier. We're enslaved by this domestic terrorist threat called our national entitlement system, our national indebtedness. When you're at, what did he, and I've heard numbers, you know, that run the full gamut, so I understand, but I mean, regardless of if it's 105, 120% of GDP, they run the full numbers. The fact of the number is that we're not making enough money. We're not generating enough product in this country based on the indebtedness that we have. We basically, the Democrats have convinced us that we should have a $3.5 trillion, $4 trillion government, size government. We can only afford a $3 trillion, or maybe less than $3 trillion. But no, we'll just keep on moving. And what they do is they just broaden the entitlement base. They just have more people that are counting on government that says, hey, not to worry. We're the government of everything. We'll take care of you. We'll take care of your dreams. We're going to take care of you, you know, from cradle to grave, because we're just those kind of people. And historically, see, the things that we're missing, and that here it is with all these people going to school, and they want free college, as if the college and the education that we're providing right now in America is just so wonderful, Scott, that we should make it free and make sure that everybody is indoctrinated. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. Continues to serve this ideology, this new, you know, public religion. Let's take God out of the public square, and now we're going to do this political religion, even though there's supposed to be a separation of church and state. But somehow, because we don't really talk about God, but it's an idol nonetheless, because we've replaced God with the idol of government to take over. That's basically what we've done by kicking God out of the public square. And those of us of faith have sit there and first of all, we were all shocked when the president of the United States went overseas and says, hey, we're no longer a Christian nation. We go, whoa, what happened here? When did we no longer become, well, while we were asleep, America, that's what happened. We no longer are a Christian nation, you know, and this has been a slow creep This hasn't been something that just happened in the last 10 years. It's been going on for over 100 years. And we saw this coming. People were warning us that this was happening, and we ignored it. And we continue to ignore it to the point where there's going to be little left and little we can do about it, especially when you have a growing number of people that are doing what they get rewarded for, and that is going to the government trough and saying, give us more, more, more. It's not enough. We would be better if you gave us more. And so the government gets nervous. These elected officials get nervous because for them, it's not about a higher calling. You know, it's like I talked about, you know, that saying, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. Well, what is the goal for America? You know, we've lost vision. We've lost sight of it. And I think this is what has gained traction and may be this silent majority that the mainstream media is ignoring. Certainly the Republican Party is ignoring, and there is no way the Democratic Party wants to give ear to. Maybe that is that momentum, that groundswell around the country that says, look, I've had it with this insanity. You're not serving me. You're wasting my money. You're committing me and my children and my grandchildren to a debt that is unconscionable. It is disgusting. It is, as even President Obama said, was immoral. And what has he done? He's only doubled it even more, you know? So it's like, wait a minute. When you know, Scott, when does what they say line up with what they do?
Well, that's a great question. When do we demand transparency? When do we demand that they tell us what they're doing and stop taking the lie of, well, we're protecting you? I don't need you to protect me. I'm okay. you need to tell me the truth. The other thing is maybe the 1%, you know, they're talking about these, you know, rich multi-billionaires, and that's always the 1% that they're railing, you know, that the Democrats seem to be railing against. Maybe the 1% that we actually have to worry about are the people that are representing us on a nationally political level. Maybe that's the 1%
no doubt
that we should really turn our attention.
Yeah, it's the wrong 1%.
Yeah.
Because these guys, the very 1% are courting the 1% that they say they're targeting, right? Which is, you go, well, how does that work?
Well, exactly. So maybe that's who we should be turning our attention to. Maybe, you know, I don't. He says something stupid almost every week, and he makes it really hard to back him. But like you said, some of the things that Donald Trump is saying has to have some merit because it's resonating with somebody somewhere, and enough people to where he beat out 17 other competitors. That's not nothing, right? So, mm-hmm.
Well, I think what Jeff Sessions was pointing to, as you said, Scott, is that he's pointing to a vulnerability and an idea that is out there. It needs to be artfully crafted. It needs to be put into the political lexicon in such a way to where people understand. See, we're like computers. You know, we're in political mode, most of the people. And we expect our politicians to operate and say certain things. And the fact of the matter is Hillary Clinton understands that. She's in the exact political operating system competing with somebody who is in another system altogether. And so it doesn't connect with the voter politic by and large. Yes, there's a new group of people that he's, you know, he's enfranchised and he's bringing into the scene. But I'm not sure that's enough people to overwhelm all the other people that the Democrats have conditioned over the years at our expense. And those are the people that are on entitlements. Like Wayne Allen Root said, he's bill number one. First thing I do, if you're on entitlements, you can't vote. And when he said that, it kind of stopped me. I had to take pause and say, whoa, that's, you know, that's pretty, you know, arrogant, I thought. But more and more I thought about it, it makes sense. Because the people that are on entitlements, what do they want?
More. More
entitlements, exactly.
Well,
so what are they going to vote for?
It was Ben Franklin that said it. You know, you can't allow people to vote for themselves money because then you lose the republic. And of course they want more entitlements. But if it's easy to want more when you don't have any skin in the game.
Exactly. But Scott, you just hit something perfectly, and that is that what Ben Franklin had to say, and we need to hold to that. And this is where the shame is on the Democrats, because the Democrats have built their party based on that, based on fulfilling. I don't care if you go to LBJ, if you go to, you know, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, It was all about securing the vote and getting themselves reelected. Well, you got that, and the Democratic Party has absolutely taken advantage of it. And you think the Clinton Foundation, I mean, the fact that we're even entertaining it for this length of time is absolutely disgusting, and it's insane. It's like, what are you doing, America? You
see, pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables, they must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez Live.
Show the mercy shown to you. Give some kindness to renew. Love from
Martinez live.
Little Getty's music here, huh? Oh, what a great song. Welcome back, America. Just about 20 minutes after the top of the hour right now. I'm Bill Martinez. And with us right now, the one and only Dan Perkins, domestic foreign policy contributor to ReaganBaby.com, TheDailySearch.com, and TheHill.com. He is a master writer, terror analyst, and author of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile trilogy, which centers around Islamic nuclear terrorism against the United States of America. Welcome, Dan Perkins, to Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, sir?
I'm fine. I'm with my 2.5-year-old granddaughter, and you have a new grandson, so congratulations to you.
Well, thank you much, Dan. I appreciate that, and I know these are precious times and moments as we are talking off air about the extension of our lives in several different considerations when you have grandchildren. Not only ideologically does your legacy continues, but it's just, you know, the hope of the future is in these kids. And this is what causes us to become rather fervent about the future of this country and what's being handed off to them. Are they going to have a fair shot at it? Is the opportunity for them going to be there for them like for us?
Great question. And, I have grave doubts that that if we elect Mrs. Clinton and the Progressive Democratic Party, that it will be. And I think for two very specific reasons. I've said all along that I think that while the borders are important and illegal immigration is important, the economy and jobs are all important, but the most important issue that will have the longest negative impact if we get a Hillary Clinton as president is how she will change the Supreme Court. And we very well could lose our Second Amendment right. We could lose some of our First Amendment right. We're going to be deeper and deeper in debt. And she's now saying that she's going to have to increase taxes on the middle class. So our country very quickly could be totally unrecognizable to somebody like you and I who grew up here under a free and open society that had tremendous opportunity.
Well, you know, what was amazing to me when she said she was going to raise taxes on the middle class there was applauding. It's like, did you hear her right? You know, she said she was going to take more money out of your pocket that you've already said that we're spending too much, which up till then, I mean, she always talked about that top 1%. I don't think they heard her clearly, and I don't think it was a faux pas either.
Oh, I agree with you. It's the largest. It may not be the largest in terms of the actual dollars of taxpayers' dollars, but it is the largest in terms of the number of people in our society who are paying taxes. And, you know, I was shocked when she said that, and she didn't walk it back. It's like she made a mistake. She didn't walk it back. But I still think the Supreme Court is the important thing here. And I don't know what this country's going to look like. I keep seeing every month an ever-increasing number of people who are denouncing their citizenship and leaving the country.
Exactly.
I guess I'm Pollyannish in this respect, though. If 70% of the people surveyed believe that she is a liar and she's dishonest, then how can they go in the voting booth in November and pull the lever for her? I don't know how you, as a citizen of this country, should consciously elect somebody you believe to be dishonest and not truthful and manipulative and self-centered. I don't know how you do that. But I'm not sure that I believe all of the polling data. Maybe I have too much faith in the American people, Bill. But I just don't see how that's going to happen.
Well, I'm with you when it comes to the polling data. I don't want to believe it either. We already know how they work in terms, and I say they, the operatives of the Clinton Foundation, the machine, the Democratic Party. I mean, that came out loud and clear, and those ideas were reinforced with the latest email drop, which cost, Debbie Wasserman Schultz her position with the DNC. I mean, their thumbs are on the scale three ways to Sunday. You know, President Obama disdains any kind of suggestion that there's voter fraud. When just in, you know, Pennsylvania alone, you and I talked about this before, what some like 58 voting districts voted 100% plus. 100%, 58 voting districts, 100% plus. I mean, you know, which suggested that, and they proved this out beyond suggestion, that people who were dead actually cast a vote. I mean, that's how powerful the Barack Obama candidacy and, you know, the whole idea of the first black president was, is that we had people rising from the dead to vote for him.
It's must truly a miracle work event.
Yeah.
He rose the dead.
But it's not fixed. They lead us to believe, and many Americans got their head in the sand and thinking that the fix is in, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, wake up to this fact that when you have so many people on entitlements wanting more, they're going to vote for the candidate that gives them more. And as if she wasn't giving enough, and Bernie Sanders, you know, was able to carve out a pretty large and active constituency, she had to, carve out some herself. So now everybody gets free tuition. Everybody gets free everything now based on the people who are paying for it. And meanwhile, our indebtedness continues to go skyrockets here.
Right. And you brought out what I thought was a terrific point there, is that they don't see anything wrong with it. And that is the great moral dilemma. Barack Obama doesn't see anything wrong with the fact that all those districts, that nobody voted for anybody but Barack Obama. He's not admitting that there's voter fraud because he believes he's right. And whatever is necessary to achieve his objective, and now Hillary, whatever is necessary to achieve her direction, is considered to be fine. It's not immoral. It's not illegal. It's not anything. It's a means to an end. And she believes that, you know, but there is one thing that I'm watching. The only poll that I really follow, because I believe they're reasonably objective, is Rasmussen. Last week he had spread 3 points, which was within the margin of error between the two of them. What I believe is, I know because I wrote a piece about this on The Surge, Hillary has been spending the entire month of August not focused on issues, but on the attack of Donald Trump's fitness to be president of the United States. And this is exactly what Bill did with Bush 41 that caused him to get defeated. Mm-hmm. And as a result, she's trying to destroy the Trump campaign before the end of August. My contention, Bill, is that if he's close, even though he may be behind, if he's close after a month of hundreds of millions of dollars of assault on the airways, she's in trouble after the first of September. And I really believe that the election will be over, Bill, after the first debate. We'll find out who Trump really is, and we know who Hillary is, but we'll see for the first time, the two of them have been face to face, how she will react to the uncertainty of Donald Trump. And if she goes bonkers and she gets in her high, shrill voice, she's going to have, she will basically have lost it. So I think that, I think even though it's opposite football, I do believe it will be one of the most watched events in television history. And I think that the election will probably be decided that night.
Well, it'll be amazing if it comes down to a Hail Mary moment like that. That's kind of like something from Out of a Few Good Men and Jack Nicholson, right? And Tom Cruise, you can't handle the truth. Can Donald Trump get her to that point? We'll have to see, because she's been very artful, as we know already. Dan Perkins, I'm Bill Martinez live. Don't forget to go to his website, songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us, for more information. That's what I'm an ambassador for as well.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today.
Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Just the way you like me, fresh every day. Why not, huh? Coming at you 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And if you're like me and you're in Hawaii, then we're talking about 3 to 6. Yes, it is that early, 3 to 6 in the morning. But it's good fun to be with you. Thank you for joining us here on Bill Martinez Live. You know, a lot of conversation about tuition, and we saw what happened with the Bernie Sanders crowd. And, you know, what brought him to the dance was he was offering free tuition. And the millennials just, you know, they scampered to it. They couldn't help it. And, of course, with Bernie out and Hillary Clinton seeing that that resonated, well, then, of course, she had to move a little bit further left and say, hey, yeah, me too. We'll do this. Try not to lose, you know, that resounding following that Bernie Sanders had, all based on free tuition. But that aside, there are still many tuition problems, not to mention, you know, just the, right now until it's addressed, in roughly $1.3 trillion in tuition debt that our young children and young folks starting out in life have been hampered with and hamshackled. I mean, I think it's a modern day form of slavery is what has happened and what the government has done to them. But there's another aspect to tuition you need to consider. Our next guest is bringing to light here quite brilliantly, and that is that each term, thousands of students withdraw from colleges and universities across the country. Okay, I know that's not a big surprise for you, but what is a surprise is what the cost is. Medical, family, personal emergencies happen. However, most schools won't, you heard that right, they will not reimburse tuition. An overwhelming 81% of parents and students are unaware tuition insurance even exists, and many will end up losing thousands of dollars this fall. With us right now is Catherine Alford. She became an internet sensation through the success of her blog, Budget Blonde. The blog opened the door to a lucrative freelance writing career and work creating content for financial blogs and websites. Catherine, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me. I'm doing really well.
Well, good point here. And what you're bringing to light is that, you know, you have emergencies. Things happen. That's the way it goes with life. And all of a sudden, money that you paid for tuition for a semester, you think, okay, well, it's okay. Can we just credit that to the next semester? I might be out a semester or two. Can we forward credit that? And the university say, it ain't going to happen. You already paid for it, whether you're in the classroom or not. We held up our end of the bargain. We gave you the space in the class. You're not here, and we feel justified to hold all your money.
Can you imagine? I would be so furious if that happened to me or my kids. And
Yes. The
thing is like, this is not a car. This is not something that we're saving up for a few months to a year. This is something that parents save for 18 years. Their entire children's lives, they save up for their kids to go to college, only to lose it if their child gets meningitis in week 7. It's very frustrating, and that's why I'm here to talk about it today.
Well, and you talk about some of the, you know, just happenstantial things that happen in life. What happens when colleges are complicit in, you know, the interruption of the system, as we've heard in some cases, where students, you know, they just want to go to class and something happens, you know, on campus that causes a disturbance. I mean, are they losing their money as well?
Well, that's a great point, and actually I have personal experience with that. I actually moved into the Tulane dorm on the day that New Orleans evacuated for Hurricane Katrina, and it was a massively complicated problem, and they ended up transferring tuition payments to all the other universities that people were displaced to, but it was a massive, massive problem, and that's the type of situation where if something happened or the university lost, you know, their money or couldn't give it back, that's the type of situation where tuition insurance could be a good option.
Well, you know, this number that you talk about, 81% of parents and students are unaware that college tuition insurance exists. This is a must-have element in your tuition planning and your budget, is you need to have this insurance just in case, right?
Absolutely. And Allianz recently did a survey of financial advisors, and 6 in 10 recommended it to their clients, but it goes as high as they recommended 8 in 10 if someone is paying for their college tuition using student loans. So if a student is paying for their tuition themselves with student loans, we also don't want the child to lose out on their tuition payment or have to pay back money that they didn't even use to get college credit.
Well, and part of the problem that, as we know, because we've all been there, we just see this as kind of a nebulous debt. If we don't realize the release of funds, if it's just something that's deferred, it's kind of like, oh, we'll deal with it then. We don't worry about it. But what we're missing out here is, and I said, this is a kind of a modern day form of enslavement, because we got these kids that are encumbered, you know, with, you know, what on average, maybe 25, if you go to a 4-year university, you're looking at minimum, I think according to the latest statistics, something like $28,000 in debt. I mean, you're behind the starting line just at the get-go, you know, right?
Well, actually, it's even higher than that. I mean, the average college graduate in 2015 graduated with $37,000 worth of student loan debt. And, I mean, it's, I am a millennial. I'm a millennial parent, and my husband just graduated from med school, and we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of debt. And so millennials are, we're all sitting here, and we're like, we have student loan debt, and now the millennial generation is starting to have children. We don't want our children to have student loan debt, and yet it's a problem because do we pay off our debt? Do we save for them for college? Which comes first? It's very challenging to decide which financial goal to focus on. And this is why you have to protect your investment if you choose to save aggressively for your children's education so they aren't shackled with the student loan debt.
And on top of that, Catherine, let's talk about what the government is doing with jobs and businesses across this country and how they're redefining in their own capricious way. And, of course, you're faced with it because with your husband in the medical profession, what's he going to be faced with? I mean, he's taken on all this debt based on a model and a format of previous years, thinking, okay, I go to school, I go, okay, I can manage, $200,000 in debt here, and maybe be debt-free in about 10 years based on the old model. But now with Obamacare, what is that going to do to his model?
Sure. I mean, medical students are having to make really tough choices. We need primary care physicians in this country, but a lot of students aren't going to want to go into primary care because the primary care salaries for tuition don't make enough money to pay that $200,000 and $300,000 worth of debt. My husband's in a surgical specialty, which is what he wanted to do, but luckily for us, I do think that his income will be able to tackle the debt. Also, he's married to a personal finance expert, and I certainly don't plan on having this debt for 10 years. I'm going to knock it out ASAP. I'm knocking it out as we speak. But, yeah, it's going to be a problem because we need primary care physicians in our country, and yet doctors don't have any incentive to do it because they have the student loan debt to pay back.
Mm-hmm. Well, based on your investigation and all your research here, what are some key takeaways, Kat, that parents and students with this tuition debt should address?
Well, I think, first of all, for anyone listening who has children who are about to go to college is sort of protecting that investment ahead of time so that your money goes to your child's education and it doesn't go to a university and then you don't get refunded if something happens. For people who have debt now, I think that people need to aggressively monitor their spending. They need to aggressively pay attention to what they do, avoid the lifestyle inflation, because you can't build wealth. You can't become incredibly wealthy and incredibly generous down the road unless you get rid of debt. You keep sending your payments to your student loan payments or your car payments. You're working backwards. The faster you get out of debt and you just get super focused and you spend a few years knocking it out, avoiding anything nice or elaborate vacations, 5 years, the rest of your life, you can enjoy it and build your wealth. So I would tell people, don't hang on to student loan debt if you have it. Just work through it. Just knock it out. Be done with it.
Exactly.
And move on with your
Catherine
life.
Alford. Catherine, thank you so much. Great advice. Thank you for being on Bill Martinez Live.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 If you're considering going back to school,
Ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Martinez live.
Just one of the many reasons why I guess the summer of 1968 was such a great time, because you had such great music like Junior Walker and the All-Stars and What Does It Take, huh? Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the one and only Bob Waliszewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture and Director of Focus's Plugged In Department. You can go to PluggedIn.com for all the necessary information. Hey, Robert, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, hi, Bill. Happy Monday.
Hey, it's a great Monday, I'll tell you.
The Olympics weren't reason enough to keep people away from the theater over the weekend, because Suicide Squad ended up making another $43 million on top of its $133 the week before, now up to $222. Anyways, people went to the movies. And so we've got a few, we've got two that I want to highlight today. Florence.
Now, well, speaking of the Olympics, speaking of the Olympics, I mean, NBC is complaining the numbers are just not there. They've been hijacked, and you know, they've lost numbers of viewers for the Olympics.
I heard the initial Monday they said 31 million people they were guessing had seen it. I thought, well, they got to be pretty happy, but it must have gone into a slump after a week ago today.
Yeah, been a little bit of a slump, and even though, I mean, thank God, I mean, we got some terrifying news at first when it first broke. I was real concerned about Ryan Lochte and, you know.
Yeah, that robbery.
That situation, the robbery there. I mean, the guy supposedly held a gun to his head, and, I mean, we've heard some crazy stories out of Rio. That is absolutely frightening what has happened, and I'll tell you, you know, these Olympic committees have to really, you know, get together and rethink some of this stuff. You know, bringing, you know, top athletes or bringing anybody to a country that is robbing people. I mean, you know, thank God it's been minimal, and we haven't heard too many situations where, you know, people are dying as a result. But to experience what they're experiencing there, which should be an international celebration, I think is an absolute travesty. And I don't know what else they can do here.
Well, I was reading an article, I guess it was before the Olympics started, and somebody was saying, you know, Los Angeles should be the home of the Olympics every 4 years, bar none. Doesn't go anywhere else. They always just go to L.A. L.A. has all the venues set up for all that they need. There's no sense to wander the world and have these kind of situations where they're dumping raw sewage in the ocean and they expect someone to, you know, get in a kayak, you know? And I thought it made a good point, you know? And it doesn't have to be just our country. Maybe there's another, maybe it's someplace in Paris or something.
Well, there's some place where it's established and it's not going to put the people at, you know, I mean, come on. Rio, to come up with the kind of money that's necessary to put on a show of this size is just, I mean, what are we doing? I mean, we're sleepwalking in this situation. I mean, what did they do? Did they use the engineers that so successfully cleared the waters there in Florida, you know, to come in and turn their waters green? Or did they get people in from, you know, from Chicago that turn the waters green every St. Patrick's Day? I mean, what is going on here?
There you go. There you go. And by the way, Paris wouldn't be a good choice. I just got to think of, we've already had two terrorist attacks there. But someplace, it doesn't have to be Los Angeles. I like the idea of one site. And maybe the Olympic Committee ought to visit that. So much for that.
Exactly. But anyway, getting back to the movie thing. I mean, the box office thing, which is what we talk about. Suicide Squad. In fact, I was surprised as you were that was number one. I really thought Pete's Dragon was going to take over.
Well, I did too, or at least be number two, and it's actually number three. It made a healthy $21 million, but because it's a remake, and Disney, you know, just has that name recognition, I would have thought we were looking more at a $40 million kind of, and that would have put it at number two had it made actually $40 million.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, for our list, oftentimes when Disney remakes a film, let's take Jungle Book for instance. I liked it, the new Jungle Book. I gave it a 4 out of 5, but I often said if you have real little kids, don't take your youngest to see Jungle Book. You know, I'm talking 5, 6, 7, maybe even 8 years of old. There's just too many intense moments of peril. And I was thinking back, especially to my son and how he would have handled Jungle Book at those age. He wouldn't have handled it well. And I said, so instead, you know, rent or put it in your Netflix queue, the original Jungle Book. There was a moment of peril at the end, but it's pretty tame. But this time with Pete's Dragon, I'm actually saying, if you want the more family-friendly version, go to the new one. Don't go back to the 1977 Helen Reddy, Mickey Rooney version. And why did I say that? Because Mickey Rooney's character in the original was the town drunk. And as such, it's probably too strong to say his drunkenness was glamorized, but it's almost. It's never frowned on. He is, when he's drunk, it's shown to be a laughing thing. Isn't this supposed to be funny? You know, he runs into the bar and all his buddies are there and he goes, I saw a dragon. And of course, you know, his buddies think, yeah, you're just so loaded. You didn't see any dragon. It's supposed to be hilariously funny. Well, it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty sad. But the new version, we gave a 4.5 out of 5 for, and I thought it was very family friendly. And maybe you just wouldn't want to take, there's a moment of peril at the end, and so maybe you wouldn't want to take your 4, 5, or 6 year olds. But even around 7, I like the movie quite a little bit. Not just from a family perspective, I actually enjoyed it from an entertainment point of view.
Well, that's always good when you get those bonuses added onto it. It really makes it feel like your money that you've invested in entertainment, there's value, and there's some return on it in terms of, you know, getting value for the money that you spent. Bob, you bring up a good point here, and that is that, you know, as movies, and we move on to, you know, to this 21st century entertainment, you know, I think we need to remind these producers of these movies of these things that, you know, they move the bar a little bit and think, oh, well, it's not that big a deal. But yet the impact that it's having on young kids, and we as adults say, well, we see a G-rated or a PG-rated, and we think, okay, maybe it's okay, until, you know, next thing you know, we've got our kids or our grandkids sitting next to us, and you go, whoa, this is really, this is, you know, we're on the edge here of my beliefs and my level of protection for my kids and what I want them to be exposed to.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Whereas the new one, I don't feel like there's much protection needed for our kids. But if we went back and for some reason decided, oh, let's just go watch the original. People may have forgotten that this was, and by the way, it was just an awful movie. So having watched it recently with the new one coming out, just to make sure it was fresh in my mind, it was painful to watch. And then Mickey Rooney's again. Right. And he wasn't the only one. There's another character that he pals around with. Both of them sauced, you know, out of their gourds. And it just goes on. It's just a running joke that goes on way too often and way too long. Just wasn't funny. Anyway, the new one, real quick about it. You have 5-year-old Pete. He's in the back seat of his car. Parents are taking a drive. They have a car crash. Parents they die in that car crash. So a little sad. Something to talk through with the kids for sure. Probably before you go, if you have little kids. Nothing graphic, but you get the idea. Pete's stranded by himself. A bunch of wolves look like they're going to attack him. And then the next thing you know, this shadowy creature, mysteriously saves the day. Fast forward 6 years, Pete's living kind of every kid's dream. He's living out in the woods with a pet, not cat, not dog, but pet dragon. And not a mean one. This exactly. is kind of like a big 50-foot puppy. Meanwhile, Robert Redford has been talking about seeing a dragon in his years ago, and his daughter, now a forest ranger all grown up, has heard it for years, and she doesn't believe a word of it. And but all of a sudden, when she meets Pete out in the forest, she starts hearing his story. She starts thinking, maybe Dad was telling the truth. So some good family messages, good friendship messages, even a good message about saving the forest without being heavy-handed environmental. So again, 4.5 out of 5. I like the film. I'm glad it at least came in at number 3. I think it deserved a little better. I hope word of mouth will help it do better, because I always like good films to do well. So
exactly. Yeah, I'm with you. What about Florence Foster Jenkins?
Boy, this is
we got about a minute left.
I mean, okay. Well, most of us don't even know that she was a real person. I certainly didn't before I saw the movie. And it's not like she was a Betsy Ross, didn't make the flag, wasn't a Benjamin Franklin. But she died in 1944. She was a wealthy woman who supported the arts and especially loved the music and loved to play it as a child. She was good at the piano until her hand kind of got messed up. But she also loved to sing. Problem was, she couldn't sing. So this film is really about her husband trying to give her opportunities to sing, knowing she can't, but not wanting to tell her, and not really allowing anybody around her to tell her either. In fact, if he has to bribe people to make them tell her how good she is, or pay them off a little bit, he doesn't mind doing that. That's played by Hugh Grant's character. By the way, Meryl Streep is Florence Foster Jenkins. Hugh Grant does have a mistress on the side, but by the end of the film, he's made a right decision. We gave it a 3. It's good probably for a date night. People might want to check out our longer review if they're going to go.
Well, that's great. Where can they check it out?
PluggedIn.com.
There it is. Bob Olszewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture. Robert, always good to have you with us. Have a great week. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.